Welcome to another edition of We Are the Messengers. I'm your moderator, Charles Raymond, and today we invite you to hear Bob Alexander share with us on the hallmarks of the church. And now, here's Bob.
Thanks, Charles. Jesus was in charge of his destiny and was in control of his environment while on earth. The record of the 3-year ministry of our Lord depicts it over and over. Consider his final Passover when he instructed Peter and John to get it ready. Luke chapter 22, verse 8.
Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover."
But was Jesus really leaving it to them to take care of it? No, not really, because nothing was left to chance. Jesus was in charge. While he was telling them to make preparations, Jesus had already made those plans. Continuing.
"Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asked, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there.'"
Jesus gave the directions. "A man will meet you and will take you to a house. Ask for the guest room." Notice Jesus did not say, "Okay, guys, go look for a place and make sure it has 13 chairs, is private, etc." He did not leave it to them to decide the place and the time because Jesus was in charge. Anyone who has ever planned a party knows how many things can go wrong and do go wrong. But that didn't happen in Luke chapter 22. Because the creator of the universe was in charge. Nothing was left to chance or human error. Jesus did not leave it to them to make the arrangements. Continuing.
"They left and found things just as Jesus had told them, so they prepared the Passover."
Our Lord planned this to be a very intimate gathering. Meals with family and friends generally are. That is why they're so important following our church services. They bind us. They make us closer. We celebrate the Sabbath together as we worship together, and we rest in Him. Continuing.
"When the hour came, Jesus and His apostles reclined at the table."
Jesus had some very important business to deal with. First, there would be a traitor, and second, the time with them was over. Notice again, it is Jesus who determined this, not the chief priests or the Romans. Or even Judas. The chief priests wanted to kill him, but had decided to wait for fear of the Jews during the feast. Speaking of the Passover, we see the way God orchestrated Christ's death on the cross as a picture of the Passover some 1,500 years prior. The Hebrews had to sprinkle the lamb's blood along the overhead and side doorposts in order for the angel of death to pass over and spare the firstborn. Death awaits all who have not been sprinkled by the blood of our Savior, for His unblemished blood gives the believer safe passage to heaven. Those who have placed their faith and trust in Him have avoided eternal separation from Him. Back to the evening before He would be crucified. Verse 15.
"And He said to them, 'I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.'"
Did you notice the compassion of Jesus? He says he eagerly desired. Oh, how he must have felt for his disciples. Then he says at the end of that verse, "Before I suffer." Jesus again is declaring that he is in charge. Only he knew that it was time to pay for the sins of mankind with his blood. Let's look back at John chapter 13, verse 1.
"It was just before the Passover festival, Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end."
He had planned his death ahead of time, was eager to be with those he loved, and loved them consistently. The Lord had planned that he would satisfy the debt for the sins of those who repented and asked him to be their Savior and Lord. May God bless our appreciation of our loving Jesus in charge.
You can request a copy of the Ten Commandments at no charge. Please go to our website, wearethemessengers.org, and click Request Ten Commandments. Thank you, and God bless.